brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Well, so I just have a couple of questions for you. I'm around $785,000 in debt, and I have an idea of how to tackle it, but my wife is on board with my idea. So I just wanted to get your advice on how to tackle this and what you would do in my situation.
Is that including a house?
It is. So it's a primary that I owe $450 on, and it's, I have a secondary house that we moved. It was our primary, so we're still within that window of capital gains if we were to sell, but I owe $192 on that one.
What's
so
it worth?
It's worth about $325.
Okay, and what's the $450, the house you owe $450, what's it worth?
Around $490. We just bought it less than a year ago, so it
has. And so you've got $200, $650, which leaves $135 in other debt. What is that?
Yeah, so two of them are vehicles. About $40,000 of it is our vehicles. One for me and one for my wife. About $15,000 is personal debt. Six of it's a credit card, and nine of it is a personal loan, and $29,000 on a student loan.
Yeah, you guys are seriously broke. What do y'all make?
Yeah, we are combined. So my wife is a stay-at-home mom, but I make my base salary, my W-2 is $175,000, and I have about $20,000 in gross rental income from that that first property.
Okay, so you make about $200 a year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And why can't y'all live on that?
Well, I think it's lifestyle creep because it's less than a year ago my salary doubled, and I think we just kind of went crazy.
What is it you're wanting to do that your wife is not in tune with?
So I'm wanting to sell that rental property before the capital gains becomes an issue. Use that to clear out all of our consumer debt and then just start tackling our primary mortgage with the snowball.
Why doesn't she want to do that?
Well, it's next to some relatives. Our primary home's next to some relatives. And we're kind of using
who are the some relatives? Her parents?
No, they're my brother and his wife, and they're pretty close. His wife and her are pretty close, so.
So that means you have to own a rental property next door?
That's kind of where I'm at with this whole thing.
Well, what does she say? Is that the reason?
It's a safety net, really, because this is we just picked up.
How is it a safety net? You guys are freaking broke.
Yeah, that's really what I'm trying to get across to her.
Has she seen the numbers? Have you laid out the way you just laid it out with us? Have you sat and said, look, honey, here's where we're at? Have you guys done that?
We have. Her and I both come from traditional backgrounds of living on consumer debt with our families. And her idea of never being in debt is just that it's not possible to do. And, after finding...
Well, it's pretty possible if you sell the rental house.
Why
is it not possible? Of course it's possible. It's just you don't want to do it.
One of the crutches is that 2.5% interest rate that we have on that thing, and it's just
such a blessing. Y'all are freaking starving to death, making $200,000 and spending like you're in Congress. I think you have a pretty serious level of denial going on inside your household here that I'm a lot more upset about than you are.
Yeah, well. That's the thing. We grew together. We went from having nothing to
having
to where we're at today.
Nothing.
To having a negative net worth. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And
making more money than you ever made in your life, and you're more broke than you ever been in your life because you want to own a rental property next door to your brother-in-law. No thanks.
We talked about this earlier, about the idea that real estate's not always a good thing.
It's not a good thing. And this is not, well, no, what's going on here is there is zero control on spending in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really going on. That's the core of this, is that, okay, now we're going to admit we bought cars we can't afford, we've been taking vacations we couldn't afford, and we've been buying crap on Amazon that we can't afford. And so we got credit card debt and personal loans coming out our ears and two car payments, and we make $200,000 a year. So, I, Aaron, I don't think this is a financial problem. I think this is a denial problem. And I think the two of you need to sit down and you need probably, if I'm in your situation, I'm going to go, honey, look, I can't live like this. This is ridiculous. I'm working my butt off and we're going backward because you won't sit down and look and deal with our spending, our overspending. And I'm willing to work on it. I'm willing to do the sacrificing to win. I am not willing to live like this. Just because your parents live broke and your brother-in-law lives broke and everybody else lives broke, paycheck to paycheck, making $200,000 a year, I don't want to live like that. I'm not going to live like that. So we're getting ready to do something different around here. And, you know, that's how it's going to sound at our house. And so, and if we can't come to, you know, some kind of agreement where we start acting like adults and living on less than we make and making adult decisions about our future, then we've got real serious marriage issues and we need to sit down with a marriage counselor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm detecting that at least the wife sounds like she's got these status symbols in place. Oh, we make $200,000. We need to be able to show everybody that we're making this money. And it's with the cars and the being able to buy what you want on the credit cards and having the second rental property. And how will it look to other people if we start to downsize and we start to cut back in areas and it shows? And I think people are very afraid of, you know, those changes showing.
You really got to watch out calling this show when Jade's here, because she'll just read your mail. You just nailed that. That's exactly what's going on.
She really cares about what people think.
And here's the thing. You're going to be broke your whole life. You're going to work your whole life and be broke when you do that. Not just Aaron, but anybody who's following this plan. Because if you, one of the benefits of going broke is, when I went broke, is I lost my need to make you people happy. If you know what I drove today, a really nice car. You know why I drove it? It's because what I want to drive. I don't care if any of you know I've got it or see it. I enjoy driving the freaking car. It's none of your dadgum business. I used to, when I was an immature little twit, drove a car because I wanted to people to see me driving that car.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of difference. And one will make you broke and one will make you rich.
Not caring what people think is a superpower.
Whew, man. It's right next to common sense. It's like the whole council of superpowers right there. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.